What's up, podcast? Scorpion Daily. I am doing a late night, it's not really late yet, but a nighttime grocery run before the week gets started. And I just thought it would be a good opportunity for me to put my thoughts into documentation. 2024 is going to be the year for content. I'm just going to go all out. I feel like I haven't been pushing hard enough. I need to push harder. I need to do more. There's so many ideologies out there on social media that I disagree with. You know, a lot of people are fear-based, and they're afraid that if they post the wrong thing, that they're going to ruin their career. This could not be more far from the truth. Don't be afraid to post something that's off-brand or something that's not strategically planned. I mean, look, the majority of the stuff that I do, I would say 95% of the things I do now is like completely improvised. Just this podcast right now, I just hit record and I started going, you know, documenting the journey versus trying to strategically plan out, oh, what am I going to talk about? What's topic number one? Bullet point one, two, three. So my point is that way too many people online are fear-based, and if we can get people into a mode of spontaneity, I mean spontaneous improv, I mean, we just got to get people to a place where they have a lack of judgment for themselves. You know, they don't judge themselves too hard about, you know, what's on brand or what's on topic. So I think that's something that I'm going to be pushing people to go towards, and I'm going to do it myself. I believe you have to lead by example in order to have people believe in what you're saying. So I have to become someone who practices what I preach, and that's what I'm going to be doing this year. So 2024, mark it down, is the year for content. We're going strong. It's not even a New Year's resolution thing. I've been slacking so hard, and I don't even think it's like the new year. Maybe it is, honestly, that's kind of pushing me, but I'm already doing it. I mean, this whole weekend, I was just connecting, you know, giving my thoughts, pushing optimism, you know, spreading kindness and positivity. That's what I was doing this weekend. A lot of gratitude, you know, that right there. Oh my God, they just built a Starbucks right here. See, I haven't even gotten out. Like, I don't even know what's happening because I don't go out often. And, it's interesting. Very, very interesting. Any which ways, I'm going to be pushing more stuff out there. I'm hoping that it inspires. I'm hoping that it educates. I'm hoping that it motivates. I'm hoping that it pushes a few people to do things that they weren't normally going to do in the first place. And I hope I can get some people to a place where they feel more comfortable to reach out or pump out the content that they want to make. I mean, life is long, but in some ways it's very short. And if you don't do anything for 10 years because you're very afraid, I'd rather you try to do something that might work, not be afraid. So you got to lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You're going to never let it go. You only got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo. Wise words from Slim Shady. Chicka, chicka. But like I said, late night grocery run. I'm very, very hyped. Just thankful. I need to get back into doing more fitness stuff. But in the meantime, we're just going to keep it going. So I appreciate you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful night, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this. Take care, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.